Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with Donnie C., Texas Bob, and Cinnamon. Tin hat not required. Call us with your opinion at 347-324-3752.
All right. Of course, we're waiting for Bob to be here. Cinnamon is not here tonight, and I'm alone. All alone. Anyway, we might as well start, since there's we might not go very long, but we'll start anyway, right? Bill and Hillary Clinton is in the news. I don't know if you've read this, that they haven't been speaking with each other for months after he tossed her hand-wringing election book in the trash. That's right, in the trash can. Threw it right in the trash after he read the, Bob?
Yes?
Okay, I got you. Let me finish this. They haven't talked in months since the election, since she wrote this book, and he didn't like it. Bill Clinton told Hillary, the book made her look bewildered, angry, and confused, and deemed it to rewrite it. And family. When she refused to read his notes, he threw the book in the trash can. It is claimed the pair are said to be speaking only through friends and lawyers after the argument. They have been not seen together since August when they visited the Hamptons, so there you go. I guess Bill had a red pen in his hand, and he red penned the book in an attempt to improve it, a friend allegedly told Klein, but flew into a rage when Hillary refused to read any of his notes. According to Page Six, that's a New York Times, the friend said he looked at her look angry. Well, she is angry, and she is blaming everybody, and it shows poor qualities in a person who aspired to be a world leader. He hated the title because calling it What Happened would only make people say you lost, which that's true. He urged her to postpone the publication date and rewrite the book, but she yelled at him and said, the book is finished and that's how it's going to be published, the queen of bits said. Bill is said to have given Hillary extensive notes on the book, which he refused to read before he threw the tome into the trash. Since then, the pair have not been speaking, and only through lawyers and friends. And I don't blame Bill, because that did make her the book look stupid. All right. Are you okay, Bob?
Yeah. But,
oh, okay.
You know.
I didn't know if you were still there or not. Go ahead.
No, I'm here. No, everything she does makes herself look stupid. So why shouldn't this book too?
Book. Every
you know
time
what I mean?
Did you hear what you said about our president in the White House after this Weinstein stuff?
Uh-uh.
Let me see if I can find this. Hey,
I mean, something comes out of her mouth every other day that just...
Oh, this is just incredible.
You know, it's got to the point I just don't even listen.
Well, I listen. I gotta listen to this. She in the guy give the guy credit. What?
Well, I did hear something about her when they were talking about that producer there. Something about basically you elected one in the White House.
Yeah, and then
I caught that one.
the guy that was interviewing her said, well, how about your husband? And was litigated years ago. That's this past.
Uh-huh. That was the past. Yeah. You love that, don't you?
Yeah, and only one was litigated. Only one was litigated. Only one, not all of them. This one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Paula Jones. She got 800,000.
Right.
But for her to even mention the White House, it's just hoping. That's how stupid this woman is.
It opened up the floodgates.
Yeah. I mean, how you idiot? Jesus. Do you think people are not going to call you out on that? At least this guy had guts enough to do it. I know many would.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know, a lot of them would have jumped on the bandwagon with her.
Right. Oh, yeah,
you know,
you're right.
You're right.
You're right, Hillary.
Yeah.
This guy didn't. He did call her out and mention her husband. So that was good.
Yeah.
Houston won again. Mr. Verlander. 13 strikeouts.
Yes, he did.
Went 9 innings.
13 Ks, 9 innings. Pitched a marvelous game today. I sat and watched it. Thank you very much.
Yes, you are. Detroit are happy
thank
for you.
Thank you, Detroit.
We appreciate it.
Who else you got, guys?
I was hoping it would score because, man, it'd be a shame to take him out and not get the win.
I know, right? We're changing subjects here, guys, but and we're sorry. But I'm getting excited. This is going to be a tough series. You know, it's a long way from being over by any stretch of the imagination. But, yeah, he pitched one hell of a game.
And for you people there, not counting, Houston needs 2. New York needs 4. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
Well, then the next 2 are in New York.
Yeah.
Next 3 are in New York.
Next 3
are in New York. So, but.
Yeah, and the announcer was giddy. He said, you know, the Yankees are very happy Verlander is pitching in the 8th inning because, you know, cause they figure the pansy, he won't be able to pitch more than 5 or 6 innings the next time out.
Right.
And they don't know Verlander.
He's
idol. Be honest with you.
And that's, you know, I don't hold that against him.
Nolan Ryan's my man.
Okay.
Megyn Kelly was on the
news.
Yeah, did you see this? I don't know if you've seen this. As predicted after the Jane Fonda debacle 2 weeks ago, celebrities are blacklisting Megyn Kelly's 3rd hour of Today. Variety reports that publicists have no desire for their clients to sit down with Kelly. Bad reviews and even worse ratings are only part of the problem. From out of the gate, Kelly bungled celebrity interview with celebrities. Well, this is what it says. Celebrity interview after celebrity interview. Okay, I see how they wrote it. And now no one wants to put their client through the potential embarrassment. It's not a booking problem anymore. It's not booking anyone on her show, says a high-powered publicist. With a roster of big names, when asked for, he didn't want to tell his name due to the overall relationship with Today. I haven't pitched anyone, even from right out of the gate. Okay, the buzz that is out there is so bad. Poor Megan. Poor Megan.
Her career went to, the poor girl's career went to hell in a handbasket right after she left Fox.
She was offered $20 million to stay at Fox. She turned it down for $15 million to be on NBC. And they can't wait to get rid of her. They don't know what to do with her.
Exactly. This is their second show in what? She ain't been there a year.
She started in September, wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying. She ain't even been there a year.
She did a couple of shows on Sunday night in, I think, August, and that sucked so bad they stopped it. She was supposed to go to the football season. And by the way, I got to pick Simon up tonight. I'm going short.
Yeah, what?
I'm going to pick Cinnamon up tonight, and I'll we'll be going a little bit shorter.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I'm sure it would be.
you got to do what you got to do.
Kelly's ratings are so bad that she drags down the entire Today franchise. Kelly's own hour is down a whopping 32% compared to last year. The hour that follows with Kathy Lee Gifford and Huda, whatever, the Huda somebody or another, is down 20%. Too many people are turning out, NBC. Huda and Kathy Lee had been a bright spot in the mornings. People are alarmed, the source said. Wow. Kelly's biggest problem is that she has no audience, really. The left will never forgive her or forgive the former queen of Fox News, and everyone else sees her as a grasping schemer who tried to tank Donald Trump's presidential campaign as a means to advance her own career. Now, why is the left pissed off at her for working at Fox, I would imagine?
I would imagine that was...
I think the left would love
really, her. Really, she was, you know... I guess, you know, because she was working for Fox, and for all those years, she was more towards the right, and she really didn't screw up, really. Because, you know, her ratings were high as hell on Fox until the presidential campaign. And then that's when, you know, even about that time is when she was having, you know, these contract deals with Fox. And, you know, when she kind of shit on Trump, because that's what she did, because I think she, at that time, she already knew that she was going to leave for whatever reason.
Well, when she...
definitely wasn't the money, because like you said, Fox offered her more money than what she got on
Roger
the free market.
Ailes,
that, you know.
When Roger Ailes was there and he was getting blamed for all kinds of things, he said he even sexually harassed her by giving her what she considered a hug that was a little too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's why the left don't like her, even though, like I said, she tried to demolish Trump before it even started.
Right.
But I think that was more for herself, you know, than, you know. It was for her own benefit, I think, is what she was trying to do when she was doing that. But, you know, whatever. The bottom line is, she got out of Fox and she ain't done shit since. You know, everything that they put her in is flopped.
Everything. And that's what they were afraid of on the Today Show. They were afraid that she would bring their ratings down. Because that's their money maker.
Yeah, that was their bread and butter right there.
Right. Wow.
No.
what can you do? I know there's people that are pissed off when her, what, second or third interview was Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she catch a lot of shit for that, too?
Yeah, she did. But that, well, they really didn't even want her to do that interview to start with.
Right.
You know, because they were saying that she was given a platform for somebody that's a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And try, you know, making him more legitimate, I guess. So
for those school, the school thing, was, you know, the killing, the those people are still pissed off. Now I listened to all these tapes of when he had this Wolfgang, whatever his name was, from Georgia. He was a school, he taught school safety. He went around the country, and he took posts. You know, he'd be like the devil's advocate. He would go, well, how about this? Well, how about this? I never heard him come out and say, oh no, that's fake. That's fake. No, I didn't hear it, but I'm not saying I listened to every minute of what he talked about on this.
Right.
Newtown is what it was. Newtown, I believe.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I guess because they hear what they want to hear. Now, I could be wrong, too. He might have said it was a fake thing. There's a lot of weird stuff. Happened. I'm not saying it's fake.
I was going to say, I know, you know, there's a lot of stories that, you know, and you know, I'm not a real big fan of his anyway. I just, something about that man, he just gets on my nerves.
Right.
But, you know, the thing with him is when he does stories on, and it doesn't matter what the story's about, whatever, you know, pick any of them that he does, he always looks at, you know, things that just don't look right. You know, he's not saying that it's, you know, he doesn't try to make them to be, to twist the story or make it that it's, you know, conspiracy type thing. But he asks questions that are, you know, if there's something that don't look right, he'll bring it out, and then that's when people kind of sometimes make him out to be a conspiracy theorist. But it's not that he's doing that. What he's asking, you know, basic, simple questions. You know, like, you know, this was kind of strange, and why did this happen this way, and why wasn't, you know, whatever, you know.
But, you know, he has a lot of good, I like a lot of his guests he has on, but I can't stand listening to him interview these people because he never lets them talk. I mean, he'll ask a question, it'll take 5 minutes to ask this question. The guy starts telling, you know, answering the question, all of a sudden he's butting in. Yes.
He interrupts.
That gets me to know, that really drives me.
And that does me too. But like I said, I don't think he's a conspiracy theorist. I just think he does a story, he looks at all angles. I'll put it that way. He looks at all different types of angles that, you know, most news is they just come out and they say blah, 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 and they're done. You know, they don't ask different questions. And he does. And sometimes it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. You know, not all stories that you listen to on the news is exactly, you know, all these news media's got their own narrative and by the way they do their stories. So, you know, it's not a bad thing. I just don't like the guy. You know, that's something we don't have anymore. We don't have people that ask questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I say it's something. That's a good thing. You know, I want people to ask questions. I want people to look into a story that, you know, that just doesn't take it at face value. it's a good thing to ask questions and point things out.
What we were talking about earlier, this is the BBC. Listen
to the big story, as you know, is your friend Harvey Weinstein, mm-hmm. who has had a huge slew of really serious allegations mm-hmm. made against him. What was your reaction when you first read those allegations?
I was shocked and appalled because I've known him through politics, as many Democrats have. He's been
a
supporter.
Yeah.
He's been a funder, and, you know, for all of us, for Obama, for me, for people who have run for office in the United States. So it was just disgusting. And the stories that have come out are heartbreaking. And I really commend the women who have been willing to step forward now and tell their story.
Even if it's 20 or 30 years later, why didn't you listen to those other ladies like, Roderick?
Stories. But I think it's important that we...
Just a few other of Bill's little girls.
Not just focus on him and whatever consequences flow from these stories about his behavior, but that we recognize this kind of behavior cannot be tolerated anywhere, whether it's...
That's what Kathleen Willey said.
It's in entertainment, politics. Well, after all, we have someone admitting to being a sexual assaulter in the Oval Office. There has to be a recognition that we must stand against this kind of action that is so sexist and misogynistic.
And this depends upon women coming forward and having the courage to come forward.
Right.
And yet in your book, the three women brought onto stage mm-hmm. by Trump attacking your husband, and you kind of dismissed them. Is that the right thing to do? Are you sure about that?
Well, yes, because that had all been litigated. I mean,
no, it wasn't litigated. One, they bought her off for $800,000.
That was the subject of a huge investigation, as you might recall, in the late 90s.
No,
and
it wasn't.
There were conclusions drawn, and that was clearly in the past. Listen,
she stuck her foot in her ass right there. This woman.
Mm-hmm.
There was no litigation. Kathleen Willey didn't take him to court. Broderick didn't take him to court for rape. None of them. The only one that got anything out of it was Paula Jones. And the only reason she did is when it was during the campaign when he was running for president. They didn't want this out. $850,000. I think it was $850,000 they paid her off. And it wasn't litigated. And that guy should have called her out on it. No, Miss, you're lying again. Oh, Lordy.
And this woman was saying, that the women need to come out and speak and all that type of shit. But this was the same woman that when women were saying something about her husband was, they were throwing everything but the kitchen sink at these people.
Right.
Even though they knew it was true. I mean, what was the girl's name that was in the White House that with the dress? What's her name?
Monica,
yeah. Lewinsky. I mean, they dogged that poor woman to where basically, she had to leave the country pretty much, So
leave the country. They did dog her.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, they just dogged the hell out of her. But and she was part of that. So
was 21 or 20.
The woman was two-faced. Sorry.
She was. Monica was 21 or 22, and here's the president of the United States. Putting the move on you. I mean, it's got to turn your head. I don't blame her.
Bottom line on that thing is they were both adults.
I think he was wrong. He used his office. Simple as that. He's a loser. So is his beautiful bride.
Like I said, it takes two. That's all I can say. I'll leave it at that.
And all I say is the President of the United States ought to know a little bit better than that. Anyway, let's see. What else is going down? Besides Bill's pants.
And Hillary's future.
Yeah, well, that's already hit this kid. She's a big embarrassment. This woman, somebody counted up every excuse. I think it was up to 42. And they weren't even through the book. So.
And out of none of the 42, none of it was ever any of her fault. She did nothing wrong.
She did everything perfectly. Yeah. According to whoever read this book, said so far where they're at in this book, she has not taken any credit for this loss at all.
And to me, that's just hard to believe. I mean, you gotta take some responsibility for your own damn campaign. I mean, come on.
When she wrote this book, did she really think this thing through? I mean, come on.
I don't think in her case she
ever makes herself
anything through. Yeah, but like I said, I don't think she thinks anything through. This book that she just put out, I'm sorry. She put it out there for one thing and one thing only, to make money. I don't think she cares one way or the other.
You might be right.
One way or the other, if it's true or, if the book was something that she wrote was actually true or it was a bunch of bullshit. I don't think that crosses her mind. The only thing that goes in her mind is, how can I make a buck?
I think they got a lot of money. I don't think she wanted to embarrass herself. I think she's thinking, God damn it, that Bill was right again. I should have rewrote this. Instead, he tossed it in the trash. And he was right. What he said was right. It's going to make you look bad. And it's going to make you look, you were almost the person, the person that's going to run the country, the most powerful country in a free world, and you are writing about all this bewildered. She's angry, confused, and he took his little red pen and started writing shit out in his book, his manuscript, and she got mad at him. It's going to publishers just like it is. Bullshit. I mean, they didn't listen to Bill Clinton when for advice when she was running for president, when he told campaign to go to Michigan, go to Pennsylvania, go to Wisconsin.
And that's what I was just about ready to say. She didn't listen to him the first time. And look what happened. I mean, here's a man that knows how to run a campaign. He's been through a couple himself, come on. And then when he was giving advice to her, she just blew him off. So if she didn't even listen, to him then, what makes you think he would listen to him now? She's got an ego problem.
She got some kind of problem.
I heard you saying something about they're apparently, I guess, not getting along. I'm not, and I don't know, as far as I know,
said that they talked to lawyers and friends, and they haven't been together since August. And not only that, was one time they went somewhere in the Hamptons together at some party or something.
For show.
I guess.
Party for show. Well, that's what it is. Party, that was just for show. Anything outside of that, I don't know. Have any idea how their relationship is. And, personally, I think Bill ought to go find him something else. But,
that's... He does. He already has something else. Come on.
Well, I'm better than saying that. You're right there. He found many other elf was at me.
Lord, what are you talking about?
And it's sad. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him at all.
You know, we can talk all the things we want to say about the man, but then, you know, and what he should do, what he's done in his past and what he shouldn't have done and what was bad. But, you know, sometimes I look back and think, you know, how the hell do you blame him? You know?
Yeah.
Look what's hanging on his tailcoat there. You know, the woman's crazy. And apparently he's known this for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. This is a marriage for convenience.
What relationship? You know why they stay married, don't you?
For political reasons, and that's it.
Well, more like criminal reasons.
Well, that too. I believe that too. Come on.
Well, basically because spouses can't testify against each other. That's why they stay together.
That's good. Yeah, that's right. They don't have to testify.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be real. If they broke up today, would anybody believe anything came out of her mouth at this particular point in time anyway?
I don't believe anything.
It was a nutcase. You know, and poor Bill, he's you know, everybody feels sorry for him. They would probably go his way anyway because he put up with her shit for all these years.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? So, you know.
No, I've got a big announcement to make. Progressive front star Tom Hartman is no longer on the big picture. He's no longer on RT.
Oh, what happened? I realize he's a wet piece of...
He stunk the holy hell. I guess a lot of the pressure, you know, this whole thing with this Russia and stuff like that accusing Donald Trump, and a lot of their lefty stars are on RT. So I guess enough Twitter people or something like that basically ran him off RT. So,
well, I'd be
now,
damn.
The show is still on, but it's only on weekend.
Oh. They moved him to the death zone, which is the weekends. That's awesome.
Right.
Wow.
Now, as far as I know, he's still doing the radio show, but he's no longer on RT.
I don't even think he's, you know, he's from Lansing, right down the road. I don't think he's even on in this market. If he is, I don't know about it. And you would think that Trump has shot all these poor commentators like Chris Matthews and Cuomo and all the rest of the dillweeds because you can buy insurance across state lines. My God. It's funny. These people make millions of dollars through their career more than, you know, this 1 year probably more than most people make in a lifetime. And they begrudge the little people like me and Bob and you and buying a cheaper insurance. You would think somebody died. Somebody very important died. The way they were just talking about this.
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest thing I think that they're throwing the fit about is the fact that the federal government's not going to subsidize this shit no more.
Yeah, that was another
shoot. I mean, that's a big one that's really going to kick them in the ass. And that's what they're, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, 50,000 people aren't going to have insurance because the government's not going to subsidize it anymore.
Well, You know, on Obamacare right now, it's already lost 9 million just the way it is.
Now, that means for you, they don't really subsidize an income because those subsidies are taxable income. You get a company bond. They may give you a subsidy, but you have to pay income tax on it.
Well, you do.
But the way that this system works out now, and the way that this people are now, you can claim it as income, but hell, most, and I know, I'm not going to say all of them because I don't know, but most of them that get these type of subsidies, I shouldn't even say most. Let me rephrase it to this.
Hold on for a minute.
Some people are getting these subsidies.
Oh, never mind. Keep going.
Oh, who was gone?
Bottom line fighter was here, and I just went back to the check the chat. I have to open the chat in a different window. You know, it's a pain in the backside, and by the time it gets up, and she was here, and my
I'm sorry we missed her.
Yes, Lieutenant Diane is a bottom line fighter. Lieutenant Diane, I just wondered. She said only 4 minutes left. Oh, damn it. Flycatch, how you doing? Yeah, Lieutenant Diane. I try to catch her, and this thing just takes time getting up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, okay. And, you know, some of these people that are getting these subsidies are getting them because, you know, and they which shouldn't be getting them. You know, you got a lot of these people that are filing as single parents that actually are living with their boyfriends or whatever, and I know this because I know people that do it, you know. But they'll get this subsidy because they file separate, and you know, so they get this, you know,
well,
not the right way. So there's quite a few of them, I'm assuming, that does it that way. Now, I don't know the numbers. I would love to know the numbers, but, you know, that ain't never going to come out. So,
you can only file jointly if you're married.
Speak up, buddy.
You can only file jointly if you're married, actually married to someone. Living with a boyfriend does not count as being married.
Okay, but here's my point. I'm living with, you're right, they're not married. My girlfriend, we have a baby. But when they go file for this type of stuff, it's like the father has his address at his mother's house, even though he's living in the same house as his girlfriend that's raising his kid with a joint income of, you know, $60,000-$70,000. I'm just throwing numbers out there. But the way that they're filing and the way that they're doing these things is, no, I live alone with my child and I only make $20,000 a year. Even though my boyfriend's living in the same house with me and our actual income is three times that.
Well,
but she's getting the government subsidies.
I don't know how it is, but if you get child support, even in this case, boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes and you get on welfare, whatever, when you go file your income tax, this guy, he's going to have to pay all that money into back to the state.
And
unless it's changed.
It's not changed. It's still the same. But how many of these women will sit here and tell you, I don't know who the father is. I don't know where the father is.
Well, I'm not
saying
that.
You know, they don't screw themselves.
It doesn't happen. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you right now it does.
Oh, I'm sure it does. No, Bob,
you
I'm
know.
Saying, I don't, you said how many. I said, I don't know. But
yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying. I'd love to know these numbers. We'll never know them. But
no.
I know for a fact it happens.
Oh, sure it does.
And it's just like anything else. If somebody can find a loophole in something They're going to tell a friend, and the more friends, and then all of a sudden, you got a whole bunch of these people jumping through that loophole, is all I'm saying. So when they come up with these numbers, you know, I don't know what the true number is of people that are going to lose their health care that legitimately shouldn't have had it to begin with.
Well, I don't either.
And we'll never know. You know, don't get me wrong. If there people that truly need help, I think they all should get it. You know, I'm not trying to dog, you know, everybody. I'm just saying that there's just so many loopholes in this stuff that these numbers that these people pop out with is, to me, fiction. It's not the true numbers.
Well, for the last
like unemployment rate,
nine years, Bob, the last 8 or 9 years, we've heard the magic number of 11 million illegals in this country, right?
And so apparently there hasn't been another one come in.
Pouring over the border as they're reporting this. They're pouring over the. Remember that? Remember when they're just flooding, just crossing the border? And here you are. That number
still
never
that same number.
Higher. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be people that lose their health care. You know, and I feel sorry for them. You know what? You know,
they can't afford to go to the hospital anyway.
Well, that's.
That's got
well,
to change.
Yeah, but they don't care about that aspect of it. They're only pushing the part is they have health care.
Biggest complaint.
Either if they can afford it or not.
Well, they don't have health care. Point. But you cannot talk common sense to progressive countries, we all know.
Right.
They lack common sense.
Well, that's true.
What they should say is these people got an insurance card.
that's what
they should say.
Because if you can't come up with a deductible and something that is due, you know, at the time of service and something like that, what good does it have there?
You're breaking up there, critic.
I said it's insurance in name only.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In some cases, yes.
When you sent me that stuff a couple years ago, my God, you can't. Okay, you pay this much, and then if you go to the hospital, where are you going to come
screwed.
Up with $10,000?
Yeah,
or $15,000.
I mean, when you got deductibles of $3,000 to $5,000, copays of, well, no, it's a deductible. When you got a deductible anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000, I mean,
my family had
going to ship that kind of money.
$15,000 deductible.
In some cases,
try having over $3,600 in deductibles when you're on disability.
Oh, that's insane!
So that's wrong. It's crazy.
That's just wrong.
People that deserve none of that. Well, I found a way against a lot of that.
Good. My God, you're on disability. You should never have to pay to go to the hospital.
Well, I don't necessarily have to pay to go to the hospital. It's kind of not how it works because in my particular case, my supplemental insurance is spend down or is Medicaid spend down. Now, I don't have to pay to go to the hospital. You know, the Medicaid pays like the 80% or whatever, but there's a big donut hole that you get the bills later that Medicaid does not cover. And,
right.
You know, that's the rub where your business is responsible. Now, the way that I do it is that if you go through like a big hospital or a big medical group like Franciscan, they work with the charity care laws. So they basically will write that. You fill out an application, and they'll basically write it off. Now, if you go to a private clinic, probably not. But now I'm able to get it through with this somebody that I'm working with is getting me on to what they call the state high risk insurance, WISDA or something like that, which the premiums are like $400 and something a month, but then I can apply for through the Kidney Foundation to basically will take care of it, pay it. So that way, you know, I can go to a private clinic or whatever, and I don't have the donut hole that I have to deal with.
Okay.
So, see, a lot of those hospitals, especially ones that are funded through basically the government, those are the ones that'll write those off. It's the private hospitals are the ones that nail these people to the walls. With the, you know, where you couldn't go because you couldn't afford it. But there is, like down here, there's one, it's Herman Hospital. You know, they were basically government subsidized from the very beginning, and now they're a major hospital down here. So, you know, there's a lot of things that they can do that, say, St. Joseph's Hospital down here, they can't do because it's owned by a bunch of doctors, you know. So, it depends on the hospital you go to. You're right there.
Right. Again, you know, you try to explain that to progressive country. Do you think that they would understand it? Oh, no.
Well, no. Because they're brainwashed. You know, it's like I've said before. People down here in every state has them. I don't care what state you live in. There's the people that were poor were never, ever turned away from getting health care. There was always a state-funded thing or something that these people could go through to get whatever medical attention they needed. It was just the Democrats came up and was coming with all this bullshit about, well, you know, if you're in such and such and you don't have insurance, you're just going to be thrown out on the street and just die. That was never the case. That was just a bunch of bullshit. But people bought it.
Well, I've seen a big slick PR campaign and stuff, and then people couldn't buy anything. That's what I try to tell people. And they don't listen.
Well, you know, and most states even have county hospitals that you can go to. I mean, in Houston, I know for a fact there's two that you can go to. It doesn't cost you nothing. You fill out some paperwork, and it's basically written off. And, you know, now you're not going to, you know, you might have to sit there for a period of time because it's so crowded. But it wasn't like you didn't get the health. You didn't get no treatment at all. You got treatment. There's always places you can go. So that was all a bunch of bullshit from the get-go. We all know why this Obamacare was put in place. We also all know that when they put this in place, it wasn't going to work. It was going to fall on its ass. It was set up to do that for one reason and one reason only, to make a one-payer system. That's what their whole goal was from day one.
Well,
so,
communist health.
I can't hear him.
I can't hear him right now either.
Yeah. So,
I said communist care like in Cuba.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that.
And
the
thing about it is, you got a man up there fixing to explode it all for what it is, which is a bunch of shit. And hopefully, we can get this shit completely thrown away. I don't think it's going to happen. I think eventually everybody's going to come to the table and they're going to work something out. So we got to have this big show at first, you know,
right,
before it gets done. That's basically what I think. And I think eventually, at some point in time, we're going to end up in a one-payer system anyway. That's what I think.
Probably will. I hope not.
Well, I hope not neither, but I'm just saying I think that's the way it's going to end up going. It might not be the next 4 or 8 years, but soon, I can see it in my lifetime happening, unfortunately. Because sooner or later, you're going to have a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic President, and we're going to go right back to the same bullshit.
Very well. Very
but of
well.
Course, it doesn't apply to them.
What do you guys think about pedophile gate?
What's that?
What do you think about pedophile gate in Hollywood? In Hollywood.
I couldn't hear him.
I couldn't either. Pedophile.
I'm assuming. I was just assuming he was talking about that producer.
Not just him, but you know the whole pedophile gate in Hollywood. Period.
Yeah.
All these people are starting to come out now.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. It's about damn time.
Not just in Hollywood, but also in the music industry as well, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So this body shit that they do in the music now, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's always this kind of, there was always hanky-panky and stuff going around, but the stuff that these people are coming out with now and stuff, there's no way you can tell me that they're coming up with that stuff on their own.
They said once this opens up, it'd be hard to put the genie back in the bottle. I hope you're right.
And everybody's known that this shit's been going on for years. I mean, anybody thinks that this is just something that, all of a sudden type thing, that shit's been going on in Hollywood and shit for years and years and years. Same way, like I said, in the music industry. That shit's been going on. And everybody's known it. It's just, always been pushed in the underneath the carpet.
I think it was Orin Troyer that played like an interview that Corey Feldman did on The View. He came on there when the other court guy was overdosed, and he was trying to, Feldman and explain the kind of stuff that was going on. Old Babs was just sitting up there defending that crap. But yeah, some of them have actually come out prior to this. Because I remember Alison Ingram was talking about she was molested, that girl that played Nasty Nelly on the Little House in the Prairie, and Todd Bridges had said something about, can't remember either, he said it was his manager or his agent that had molested him. He came out several years ago, and his mother was killed on the opposite side of the agent.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I can't think
like
of
it. Like I said, it's
been in these movies. I forgot the kid's name. He's not a kid anymore.
That one that was in that Home Alone movie.
No, I'm talking about
another one. Well, I'm just saying he was another one.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who's the. His friend died, and he blames the problems with drugs.
Oh. I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name.
Corey somebody. Corey
about. Corey Freeman? No, not Corey Freeman.
Corey Feldman was the other Corey, but Corey Haim was the one that died.
Yeah. Corey Haim.
Yeah.
One that died and
you remember that shit years ago that Mackenzie Phillips came out about her her father.
Her father. Yeah. Yeah. Her father was, they were having sex all the time.
Because I think that started long before she was 18 years old. She said it didn't start until she was 18, but.
And then he basically
pulled her out to Mick Jagger at that time, and he basically, you know, now she doesn't describe it as that, but the way she, the details of it sounds like he basically raped her. He basically trapped her up in her apartment. So,
yeah. Well, what gets me these actresses, this jump, the day after when was it? January 21st, they're out there. Thousands and thousands, or hundred thousand women out there, and men are in these stupid pussy hats, and they're screaming about Trump being this, Trump being doing this and that, and they all knew about this Weinstein, and they didn't do nothing about it to protect anybody coming after them. Not one stood up and said enough is enough. That's it.
Nope.
I don't care. I don't care who he, you know, all they did was, oh, do I get this role? Okay.
Exactly. It's all about the money. What kind of money they could make.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and then their career. You know, it's not right. I mean, it's bullshit. But, you know.
Well, if you're going to yell at a man who's never been accused of raping or doing anything like that, and knowing this director that you work for and all these women that have something to say about it, let it go. But they yell at a guy, it's our president. This pisses me off. It just makes, what are you going to bitch about next, ladies?
Well, and particularly about this guy here, you know, they have tapes of him, and I don't remember who the lady was, but apparently he groped her and all that and tried to get her to go into his hotel room, and, you know.
The police said
saying to them, and they never did nothing to him either.
The police the police wired her, and the prosecutor, and he's still there, matter of fact, it decided they didn't have enough evidence.
Right.
Okay.
Even though the guy sat there and admitted it.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. I grab titties all the time.
Right. So he basically admitted it, and they still didn't do shit.
No.
So, I mean, that's unfortunately, that's the culture over there.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is there.
That's
you
want
to make
it
in this business, you know, you got to dance with the devil, I guess.
It's been like that for 100 years, and it's just like that in Washington, in a different way, you know. It's in a different
way.
What we do, we pass laws for you. We don't pass laws for ourselves.
Exactly.
We can get stock tips a few days ahead of time. Not you guys. You go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You're
it's all about how much money you got.
Right. Hey, by the way, before I forget, October 26th is the day I've been waiting for.
October 26th?
1992, George H.W. Bush signed mandating the release of all documents related to Kennedy's assassination within 25 years, and that is this year. That's October 26th. And there's 3,100 files still sealed in the National Archives. I hope Trump lets it be released.
Let's keep going.
Keep going.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
I want
to. Well, he doesn't.
Are you talking to me?
No. Hello? You said that he hopes Trump's what?
I hope Trump doesn't say no, because he's the
That's
only one.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go. He's the only one who can stop it.
Mm-hmm. He's the only one that can stop the release.
And I don't think he will.
I hope not. It's about time we get the rest of it out and see where we stand.
Yeah. Well, he released the stuff on the 9/11 paper, so I don't see why he would stop it, quite frankly.
I don't think he will, but, you know, somebody might try to talk him into saying it's a national, it's against national security, and that's the only reason a president would do that, but I hope he can apply that.
Well, we shall see.
Has anybody heard anything on the Robert Menendez corruption trial? Well, I haven't heard another thing about it in about a week and a half.
Who's Robert Menendez?
You pay attention when we talk, don't you?
Sometimes.
Come on, don't. Yeah, sometimes. Senator Robert Menendez. Now he got young women saying, "Hey, I was a minor when he was putting a bone to these minors down there, and at his doctor's, he had a friend that's a doctor that flies him down to where was it? Dominican Republic." Can't remember right now. Anyway, he's on trial. And I just wondered if anybody heard anything about it. Anything else about it?
No. No.
No, me either. Hope they hang the bastard.
Well, you know, if it's a Democrat, they're going to keep that stuff under secret.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to hear that on mainstream media.
No.
That's just like this nasty faggot of a mayor up here that was ran out of office.
Oh, yeah.
Worried about that since not from this local media here.
I have not heard one thing about your mayor.
No, he's not my mayor.
Craig said, don't do that. Don't throw that bum under me.
Well, technically, he's not my mayor because I don't live in the city of Seattle, number one.
Oh, okay.
Outside of Seattle, but even so. No, they covered that up, and I was telling you, know, I think you were here when I told Donnie this, Bob, but they could have found that shit out years ago because all they had to do was travel down the road here to Oregon because he hadn't been convicted, but the state, not to get what that is, it's some kind of certificate or something, but he was a foster parent and they had revoked his certificate because there were allegations that he had molested his foster child. And that was in the 80s. So no, anytime there's a Democrat who's involved in that, unless it's too big, you know, like what's the server
right. What group is what's a singer from the Pussycat Dolls? Bob, you gotta quit yawning, you're killing me.
Sorry.
Pussycat doll singer said she wasn't in a girl group. I was in a prostitution ring. Well,
oh,
and that's the music, the dark side of the music industry. Wow.
Well, you know, back in those days, you didn't have very many girl groups.
Remember Tommy James and the Shondells? Anybody? I think we're alone now. No, Clemson and Clover.
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, back then, a lot of these bands, like Tommy James came from Michigan. His band signed with a record company that was ran by the Mafia, or by the Boys. And they got screwed out of a bunch of money, but there was a lot of bands back then that did. Because a lot of them didn't have managers. And then if they were talking about a manager, they would set them up with somebody inside the record company and acted as their manager. And the only time they made money is when they went on tour. And, of course, they always had, you know, if the record might have sold a million, might have been number one, they would always come back and say, we need a few thousand dollars because you didn't sell as many as what they're saying, you know. What a rat. He wrote a book about it. And but a lot of bands back then went through that mess.
I think everybody knows that Barry Gordy deal with Diana Ross.
I can't hear you, brother.
I said, I think everybody knows what Barry Gordy did with Diana Ross back in the day.
Well, it was close. I don't know if it went quite that far, but I know he had her under contract big time, locked up, and wasn't fair to her at all. And he's the one that broke up the Supremes in the first place because, of course, they were lovers, and it goes on and on and on. Back in Detroit, Michigan, I'll never forget this. You just walk down the street in Detroit and there are people singing in the 60s, just like you've seen in these old movies, you know, hair greased up and pretty cool. I didn't know what I was looking at then. Pretty sharp. Pretty nice. Now, what do you guys think about the Las Vegas shootings? It'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Coming out that there were multiple shooters.
Well, they're not coming out and saying that. The police aren't saying that.
Media is not saying it, but many people are coming out.
You look at these videos. Yeah, you know, everybody's got a cell phone with a video camera on it, right? And it's hard to think with the different sounds and somebody, well, that's echo. No, that's not echo. And now there's a video. I've never seen it till yesterday. And I just kind of glanced. There's a helicopter flying from left to right, and it goes between the two buildings, and you can see lights and you can hear pop, pop, pop. It's not a machine gun. It was a single shot. But people start running in this one part. They just start running. Not everybody, like when all hell breaks out. But it's weird. It's strange. And if you look at the sheriff, he's trying to, you know, he looks very uncomfortable. And there's an FBI guy right behind him, pretty much off to the side, just staring a dagger into him every press conference. I feel bad for the guy. I don't think he's wanting to lie about anything. I think he was told this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Again,
here's the story. Here's the story.
Go ahead.
I said, here's a story, and this is about how are you going to say it?
Pretty much. He looks very uncomfortable. And the security guard supposedly got shot in the leg. He was supposed to be on Hannity. He was a no-show. He was supposed to be on five nationwide interviews yesterday and didn't show up for any of them. Laura Loomer showed up at his house two nights in a row, and they've got a guard at his house guarding him, if he's even there. And this guy's supposed to be some kind of hero. They're making him out to be a hero, but but they're hiding him out for some reason. And now the thing is, he's part of this whole thing. He's one of the shooters. I said, hell, who knows what's going on? But that's what happens when you can't believe the FBI or your government. Even when they're telling the truth, you've got to doubt it because they've lied to you so many freaking times.
Yeah. And that's so bad. Many times. It
yeah.
really is.
It is.
I love it to is. Hear that a certain somebody on here whose name was talking about Antifa was out fighting Nazis. Really?
Antifa was what?
Fighting Nazis.
Fighting Nazis. Oh, God. Yeah, I heard stuff like that, too. Yeah, fighting Nazis. Well, there was a video. It was on YouTube. They've taken it down now, of course. It's a police officer in his patrol car telling people about November 4th. And say, you know, listen, you know, believe it or not, you guys got to be ready. They're coming after the police, and this is Antifa's coming after the police and for white men. November 4th. And there's a whole bunch of websites. This lady from London, her name is Amy. Jesus, she's been showing everybody what's going on. It's supposed to go on November 4th in America, and on all these websites, they're telling, like in Detroit, you meet at 1 o'clock on the 4th. L.A. is a different, you know, different times, different, and we're going to take to the streets. They even got a minister saying we're going to take to the streets to long as it takes us to get Trump and Pence out of office.
Need to take care of them like you took care of ISIS over there.
Yep.
Sorry, but you started it, and he needs to finish it.
Yeah, well, exactly. You started. Well, pity for you, because I'm telling you, it's time to put an end to this bullshit, and it's time to put an end to it.
Have no qualms if he decides to use the NDAA and send a few drones to start bombing hideout locations and stuff like that. And you can do that.
Yeah, you can do it.
It is a bipartisan effort with the both parties. So, of course, that's when they thought other people were going to have other people were going to be able to use it. They didn't count on Trump getting in there, so.
No, they didn't count on that. No, you're right.
I know the libertarians are going to sit and holler about that, but you know what? Hey, you know, this is a time that we have not seen before, and I'm sorry, but you can't sit there and declare war on your own country and threaten to kill leaders and threaten to kill other people and stuff like that. Sitting around here talking about laissez-faire and, you know, the libertarian principle. That's only going to go so far.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, one thing, and I'm not going to say that it pissed me off, but, you know, when Ron Paul was on Alex Jones a couple of weeks ago, you know, and he was talking about this situation with North Korea. And I'm sorry, but I could not have disagreed with Ron Paul more. And I have to tell you, this was one of the reasons I know I would run into this, and I'm sure others would be able to say that Ron Paul, this is one of the reasons that people were on the fence between him and Mitt Romney, because they felt that he would be too much of a pastor for something, you know,
right.
Like this would. And, you know, and I'm sorry, you know, I used to kind of argue with him about it, and I'm not a warmonger or anything like that, but, you know.
No, you're not.
You can't threat like that.
And it just, it's happened to every, with every president we've had in a long time. North Korea said, well, we'll just bribe the United States. They'll pay us billions of dollars, give us some technology, and we're good for 4 years or 8 years. And they just went up against the wrong person that's not going to give them nothing. And it happened with Clinton. It happened with H.W. Bush. It happened with Bush Jr. They just pay this guy money, and hopefully he stays good till they're out of office. And Trump's not like that. So I respect that. I'm sure the little mole over there in North Korea is going, what the hell happened? Where's my technology and my millions? My billions, I should say.
One thing I do agree with Trump, and he did say this during the campaign, that he would not announce what he would do militarily. He's not going to announce before he's going to strike or something like that.
You're right. And Joe Scarborough and everybody on MSNBC and CNN, they went bananas. What do you mean you're not going to tell us? He's crazy. He's nuts.
Not supposed to tell you.
You're not supposed to say a damn thing what you're going to do, because especially when you're running for president, you don't know what you're going to do at that point. And when you get in office, you're sure as hell not going to tell. You're not going to be Obama. You cross this red line. Well, they crossed it. We'll move it back another 100 miles.
20 feet. Yeah.
Either way, it makes us look bad. And Iran's pissed. Ooh, they're pissed.
Oh, you know that.
Ooh, baby, they're pissed. They want to what the hell? Don't mess with the Trump. That's one thing. You might not like him, but you got to respect what he's doing. If you're over Iran, and you got to wonder what's in this for this. What's this dude doing?
They don't know. You can only take the libertarian principle so far.
Right.
You can't just sit there and just walk away or, play.
Sometimes you can't. You just can't. Cannot sometimes walk away. You got to make a stand sometime.
And we're not more warmongers because, we all knew Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam and all that stuff was bullshit based upon lies and windows and phony reports and cherry-picked intelligence and all of that. But this guy is running around here making threats, and he seems to forget that, Hilovich and company is the reason that they have nuclear technology and reactors and stuff like that. And this guy is firecracker and stuff, over Japan and all that kind of stuff. So, we got to deal with these things, and unfortunately, all of these presidents prior are the ones that left Trump with this mess to have to deal with.
They just pushed it, but
Well, I hope
at least they got somebody that's dealing with it. All they did was kick it down the road or kiss somebody's ass, one or the other.
Yep.
Throw the country out like Hilovich.
Yeah. I guess it's gotten to the point, what do you got to say about the man? You'll never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No,
you don't.
No other that we've ever seen. And, like I say, it's not that I'm an optimist, with Trump, but somebody who is a doer and not a talker. It's
right.
A roller coaster. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he got. He could have taken an easy road out and gave North Korea a bunch of money and stayed with Iran. All kinds of things. He could have taken it easy way. But that's not in him.
Interesting that all the progressive terms are all up in the air and all the fake media is all up in the air and stuff about going to war with us. They've been trying to start a war with Russia for the last year.
Yeah, they have too. Oh, man, they have. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I'm trying to find it, but I know it was on a Twitter feed. I don't know if this is true, but it was under his name. I don't know if it was true or not. But Julian Assange said, if the FBI does not release or tell American people what Hillary Clinton has done while she was Secretary of State, I think it was October 21st, I think, was the date, Saturday, October 21st. He was going to release everything. And he said it's high crimes and treason against the United States that Hillary Clinton has done.
Well, I'll do that. I told you before, and I'll stop at a point. I told you I think I know who's really behind that threat.
Yeah. Yep. You have. He's usually on some gal show. I can't think of her name. She's pretty good. I think she lives in Canada, but I'm not sure of that either. He's usually on her show once in a while, once a week or something. And I can't think of her name. I can't look it up on YouTube to tell you. But she got a pretty good show. Got long brown hair. Okay.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who I'm talking about either, so leave me alone. Let me go. Oh, I got to go in a few minutes. I got to go pick up the working lady. Pouring down rain and cold here in Michigan.
Oh, is it cold?
Oh, yeah. It's cold.
Well, you can send some of that shit down here anytime.
No.
We'll take some of it.
Send us some of that warm air. We'll send you some of this.
I'm sick of the 90s, man. It's starting to suck.
Shut up.
Well, it is.
It is.
You know, all us people that's got bad lungs, it's hard for us to breathe.
I got you. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, we need some of that cool shit down here for a while.
It
don't take so much humidity yet, and it's enough's enough.
Enough is enough.
So if it's cold there, your leaves are falling.
Yeah.
I know. Brown, you know, your leaves turn brown and shit. Yeah. See, I'm waiting for it. I'm tired of cutting the goddamn grass.
I'll send you a picture. I had to cut the grass yesterday. I had my snowmobile suit on, but I cut it.
Oh.
We had a nice day.
You're cutting it once a month now or what?
No.
Once every 2 weeks?
Yeah, about that week and a half.
Yeah. Well, I'm dreaming for those days.
Well,
but we are supposed to get cooler next week.
Well,
we're actually gonna get down below in the 50s, so I'll be happy.
Well, there you go.
I'll get to turn my heater on. This morning I got up and was flipping through the channel. I come to the court. You know that woman, was she on The Dyke? What's her name? I call her the one with the real short hair.
Richard Mandel.
I thought she was a fucking psycho. That damn Joy is just as bad.
Have you ever seen her show?
That Joy. She's
a black lady with wears glasses. But
yep.
She had glasses on today. That bitch is a nutcase.
Yep.
That shit makes up shit that just blows my mind.
I know it. Isn't it amazing? Cinnamon told me I had to watch this gal, and she called me in when she came on one Saturday morning. I couldn't believe what was coming out of her mouth. I said, "That's not true. That's not even close."
She was on there this morning, telling everybody that Trump is psycho, basically.
That's one of the nicer things.
But it was just like he wasn't fit to be president because he's not all upstairs. I'm like, what?
and
he's not capable of being the president because we think he's got mental issues.
I'm glad everybody.
I mean, it's crazy. Bitch, when did you become a doctor, one, or a psychologist? I mean, the woman's nuts. That's all I can say.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Well, she works at the home of nutty and crazy people. I mean, this is the home of Richard Maddow, Chrissy Hayes, Christine Matthews, Reverend Matt Daddy.
Is he still at a show? Reverend Matt Daddy?
I don't know
either. Reverend Mac Daddy.
I haven't seen him in a while. Well, I shouldn't say that. I did see him on TV when people were talking. Somebody was talking about, they called him the skinny Don King or some shit like that. I forgot where I seen him, but it was
walking around with a D 50 coming out, keeping it real.
I just wish he would pay his taxes or go to jail like everybody else would, but I guess that's not going to happen. Got about 90 seconds, the lady just said, kids. I hate leaving early, but I got...
You got to do what you got to do.
It's raining too hard. I told her I'd take her, pick her up. I could make her walk.
No, Jack, why? You wouldn't do that anyway. You'd be out in the shed.
She would never make it home.
Well, that's practically what I used to have to do for dialysis before I basically screamed at them to give me a cab ride. I was walking, what, about maybe 3 miles a day.
Damn. No. Man, hell no.
I won't even walk down to check my own fucking mail. Well, there's no way in hell I'd walk that far.
That's why you had a kid, Bob. Come on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Damn right.
Only problem is he's getting too damn old. He ain't going to be around much longer.
Yeah, well, you better take advantage of it.
My wife's going to have to do something. My wife's going to have to do something. Go adopt or something. I need another grunt.
man. All right, kids, I got to go.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, Critic, you take care. Bob, take care, and we'll talk to everybody